We are aware of the body in the sitting posture, and we let the mind rest on the body, just as the body rests on the cushion. And with the continuity of this embodied presence of the mind, we will now proceed through 4 Brahmaviharas and 4 steps in the gradual entry into emptiness. But before doing so, we take a moment to formulate our motivation. And having formulated our motivation, we check in on the condition of the mind. And finding, sooner or later, mind is temporarily free from the hindrances, we rejoice. And equipped with that joy of mind free from hindrances, we arouse metta. Shift from doing to being metta. Open up in the different directions, front, right, back, left, above, and below. Boundless metta. Mindful of it. Investigation. Equipoise. Energy. Tranquility. Joy. Concentration. And with the mind equipped and enriched by these 7 awakening factors, we abide in boundless metta. Balancing the awakening factors. And in addition to the type of practice we have been doing so far, as a way of relating Brahmavihara meditation even more closely to emptiness practice, we see if even with this condition of metta, we can let go of the I am conceit, of the me making and my making. Boundless metta, without self-referentiality. And finding that whenever we succeed to let go of that tendency to selfing, the metta becomes even more powerful. Giving us a direct and palpable experience of how beneficial it is if we just let go of that ego, that burden of the ego. And having abided in this way for as long as it seems appropriate, sooner or later we decide to move on to compassion, the next Brahmavihara. Maintaining some degree of spaciousness and awakening factors, and also some degree of not-self in the transition. However much is possible, arousing compassion, and sooner rather than later. Being compassion. Opening up in the different directions, front, right, back, left, above and below. Boundless compassion. Mindful of it. Investigation. Equipoise. Energy. Tranquility. Joy. Concentration. With the mind enriched with seven awakening factors, abiding in boundless compassion, and again dropping the burden of ego. No need for any conceit, I am, any appropriation as mine. Just leaving this experience as it is. No need for an overlay, an overcoating of selfing. And having abided in this experience for as long as it seems suitable to us, sooner or later we find time is now to move on to mudita, next brahmavihara, sympathetic joy. And again we see if spaciousness, awakening factors, and absence of selfing, to what degree they can come along in the transition. As we arouse mudita, and sooner rather than later, shift from doing to being mudita. And opening up in the different directions, front, right, back, left, above, and below. Boundless sympathetic joy. Mindful of it. Investigation. Equipoise. Energy. Tranquility. Joy. Concentration. With the mind enriched by the presence of the seven awakening factors, abiding in boundless sympathetic joy, and again dropping the burden of ego. Letting go of that I am conceit lurking at the background of this experience, and letting go of any tendency to latch on to it as this is mine. And having abided in this experience as long as it seems suitable, we find time comes to move on to equanimity, the consummation of the Brahma-viharas. And as earlier, we see how much spaciousness, awakening factors, and absence of selfing can come along in the transition. As we arouse equanimity, and sooner rather than later, shift to being equanimity. Opening up in the different directions. Front. Right. Back. Left, above, and below. Boundless equanimity. Mindful of it. Investigation. Equipoise. Energy. Tranquility. Joy. Very subtle. Still it is joy. Concentration. With a mind enriched by these seven awakening factors, abiding in boundless equanimity. And again, dropping the burden of ego. No need to have any conceit. I am the meditator here. Any clinging. This is my practice, my experience. Like dried leaves, dropping it off, shedding it. Finding that just as with the other Brahma-viharas, our equanimity becomes so much more purified, so much more beautiful, so much more powerful. Whenever we can drop self-referentiality, selfing, ego, and having abided in this experience as long as it seems appropriate to us, we decide it's now time to engage fully in all those four steps in the gradual entry into emptiness. such powerful complement to our practice of the Brahmaviharas. And we begin with boundless space, knowing that there's nothing for us really to become active, to do. Just that same experience of boundless equanimity, simply viewed with a slight shift of perspective, allowing equanimity to stand more in the background, as our continuous companion for the remainder of our practice, and foregrounding that spaciousness of mind as boundless space in all directions. Just space. Front, right, back, left, above, below. Boundless space. And at the center also, body can dissolve into space, become part of space, one continuum of space, inside, outside, all directions. With the understanding that this is empty of all materiality, all solidity, is not empty of that experience of boundless space. The weariness of materiality, of solidification has been left behind. It's just this rather subtle weariness of boundless space left. And with the clarity of that understanding, mindfulness, investigation, equipoise, energy, tranquility, joy, subtle joy, concentration, and with a mind enriched by the presence of the seven awakening factors, abiding in boundless space, with a clear understanding of its implications, of the leaving behind all weariness related to matter and solidity, and being just that weariness left of that very perception of boundless space. Again, this experience also, no need to appropriate it, no need to use it as a building block for conceit. Dropping any trace of selfing. So that it's just the experience of boundless space in a mind enriched by the presence of the awakening factors as such, without a sense of owner, And having dwelled in this experience for as long as it seems appropriate, we move on to the next step. Boundless consciousness. By turning inward towards that which knows. Consciousness. Mind only. Mind only by letting go of all objects, remaining just with the subject. Subject cognizing itself. Stepping out of that basic bifurcation of experience into a subject and objects. Mind only is left at this stage, nothing else. All directions, front, right, back, left, above, below, inside, outside, all in the mind. Whole universe in the mind. And that clarity of understanding, empty of all objects, all the weariness related to any kind of object left behind. Yet, the weariness that is still there, the non-emptiness that is still there, is precisely this perception of boundless consciousness. That is the weariness still left in this experience. And with that clarity of understanding, ensuring that this experience of boundless consciousness does not become a something that we reify, we cultivate awakening factors, mindfulness, investigation, equipoise, energy. Tranquility. Joy. Subtle joy. And concentration. With the mind enriched by these seven awakening factors, abiding in boundless consciousness, with the clear understanding of its implication, of having stepped out of subject-object duality, and again, no need for the conceit I am, no need for appropriation, dropping the burden of selfing, of ego. And again, finding how much more profound and powerful the experience becomes just by dropping that burden. So unnecessary. And having abided in this experience for as long as it seems suitable, Sooner or later we find it, this, we are ready to move on to the next step, to nothingness, in the sense of this is empty of a self and what belongs to a self. At this point, the trajectory we have been building up from the outset, that taste of not self, comes fully to the center of our attention, completely foregrounding not self, empty of self. No thing to own, no one to be, completely empty. Nothing at all in this experience to latch on with the conceit I am, to grab with the appropriation as mine. No thing to own, no one to be, completely empty. Empty of self, empty of what belongs to a self. And the understanding that all the weariness of selfing has been left behind. Having left behind earlier matter than the object, just subject left, now we let go of the subject also, of the sense of the doer. All this weariness, having dropped it, let go of it. Still weariness left. That very perception of not self. That is the non-emptiness. That is the weariness left at this point. Having yielded the sword of wisdom, to cut through the roots of the weeds of delusion and ignorance. Selfing. That sword is still there. That is the weariness still left. And with that clarity of understanding, cultivating the awakening factors, mindfulness, investigation, equipoise, energy, tranquility, joy, concentration, and with the mind enriched with these seven awakening factors, abiding in this perception of not self, and of course not making a self out of the one who has that perception, dwelling in this perception of freedom from selfing for as long as it seems suitable, until we find time has come for the last in the series, signlessness. letting go of the sword of wisdom. Dropping the perception of not self and not taking up another perception. Stepping back from the processing of data. Stepping back from the very wanting to experience. Undoing non-fabrication, non-construction. At this point, we can no longer intentionally work with the awakening factors. We just continue to move based on the momentum accumulated earlier. Whenever any sign is taken up, letting go of it right away. To abide in signlessness. In the understanding that all the wariness related to science has been left behind. Still there's a weariness left, that very experience of signlessness. This too, so sublime, so profound, so aloof. Still it is a product of the mind. This too is impermanent and bound to cease. With that understanding, inclining the mind towards Nibbana, the supreme peace, the supreme happiness. The way out of all weariness, the complete emptiness, the peak of emptiness through emptying the mind of all that could cause weariness, that could cause vexation. Nibbana. Inclining the mind towards the deathless. And the power of that inclination comes from our insight into weariness. And in order to build that up, at times it can be useful to move through the series in reverse order. To get a taste for the gradual building up of weariness. From signlessness to nothingness, not self, to boundless consciousness, to boundless space. Clearly noticing the gradual building up of weariness. And with that understanding, again proceeding forwards to boundless consciousness, to nothingness in the sense of not self, to signlessness, and to inclining the mind towards Nibbana, the complete absence of all weariness. The complete emptiness. keep practicing like this.